come for us to get a reboot. Okay, there we go. We're running now. He allows things to come for us to get a reboot. So this is just simply, I like to think, a reboot of what God is doing. Amen. So if you would turn with me today, we're going to be in the book of Job. Some people call it the book of Job. It's not Job. It is Job. Amen. The book of Job is where we are on this morning. Hallelujah. Let's see. Make sure everything here is going the way that it's supposed to be going here. We got different things all floating all at the same time. I'm probably eating up a lot of bandwidth and all this thing. But nonetheless, you know what? It's all good. It's all good. Amen, amen, amen. For God is good. He's worthy to be praised. You know, I'm not going to allow the devil to mess us up here while we trying to get going here. You know, it seems like things want to act up a little bit. But you know what? God is good. God is good. God is good. And he's worthy to be praised. How many of you know you have a resume? How many of you know you have a resume? So I want to go to the book of Job this morning. Let me see if I can get this thing to share properly like I need to. Amen. And we're going to go to the book of Job here. So when we in this space and technology, give me a second or two, make sure we get things going the way that we need them to go. Amen. Amen. So I'm doing all this by myself here, so I don't have anybody to share with me here. So I've got to make sure these things are going the best I can. Amen. Hallelujah. So we should be there and we should be able to get to a screen here. All right. So if you're with me, I got Job 1. Job 1 should be on your screen now. I hope that that's there. Job, the first chapter, Job, the book of Job, the first chapter. And we're going to be starting at verse 1. The book of Job, the first chapter, starting at verse 1. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you got it, I'm going to give you a second. Make sure you got it. Let me get a couple of things here to make sure things are moving right. And I think we're good now. So the book of Job should be in the book of Job, chapter 1. And it says this. I think I'm experiencing some freezing here. Give me a second, you all. This is the thing about being online. Sometimes you get frozen and all kinds of stuff. But we're going to work through this. We're going to work through this. We're going to work through this. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's see what's going on here. Let's see. Give me one second here. I might have to change this one thing, and then we'll be there. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. I don't know why this thing is starting to freeze here. Let's go down onto that should help. That should help. All right, so you should be able to see Job. We should be, see, is it still there? Yeah. Job chapter 1, verse 1. We're going to go forward and they do what they do. God get, you know, he gets the glory, and whoever see it, those who need to see it will see it, and those who don't, I guess they won't. All right, so Job, here we go. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and the man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. Somebody say he had 10 children. Touch your neighbor. You in your house. You can touch your neighbor. Or touch the dog. Or touch the couch. Or high five the air and say he had 10 children. And then the Bible says, and there were born unto him, 7 sons and 3 daughters. And his substance is also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses. And a very great household, so that the man was the greatest of all the men of the East. All the men of the East. The Bible said here, all of the men of the East. Then he goes on, he says, Then it says, and his sons went and feasted in the house, everyone his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. So they're a happy family. And it was said, and it was so when the day of their feasting was gone, and about that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings to the number of all of them. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts, that did Job continually. So what we find here, Job continually gives and he sacrifices to God. Even in the said, he said, it might be my sons who have done some things. It might have been my children who done some things, but because I am a good father, what I find myself doing is I sacrifice for them even when they're not even paying attention, that I go out for them even when they're not looking, even when they're not concerned about it. I am concerned about it. Amen. So then he goes on and he says this. And now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came among them. Somebody say Satan came among them. And then the Lord, then it says, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence cometh thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, and a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, do thou, Job, fear God for not? Has not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he had on every side? See, some people believe that you just blessed just because you know they protecting you and you didn't really earn what you have, and you know you just, and sometimes that is indeed the case. And here's the devil talking junk to God, saying, hey, you know what? He only cool because you protecting him. He only cool because you know you're doing this for him. He only good because you're doing that for him. You know, sometimes, you know, the devil comes in and he tries us and he puts things in front of us, you know, to try to make us look like, you know what, you know, God didn't care for you. God ain't got your back. You just in this because you look in a certain kind of way, or you in this because of your family, or you got this because of who your daddy is. And that very well may be the case. It might be the case that I got because of who my daddy is. It might be the case I am who I am because of him. But nonetheless, let's go on. Let's go a little further. Let's go a little deeper. So then he goes on and he says this. I hope I ain't overloading my system here. This thing is acting a little funny today, but we're going to push forward. Then he goes on and he says this. But put forth thy hand and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. So he tells him here that put forth all that he got, and he's going to curse you to your face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that hath is in his thy power, only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went from the presence of the Lord. So now he's giving Satan permission here to go after Job. He's giving Satan permission to go after him. Then he goes on and he says this. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking in their eldest brother's house, and there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses were feeding beside them, and the savings fell upon them, and they took them away, and yet they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I am only escaped alone to tell thee. All right, so let's pray real quick. Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning, Lord. We just want to say we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for things that are going as well as they are, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for in advance, Lord Jesus, for this word that you've given us on today, Lord Jesus, to share with your people, Lord Jesus, here and there, there, and all across the world. Lord, I ask that you just help us, Lord Jesus, to bring forth this word, Lord, to have you have us to bring it. Lord, I ask that you help us on this day, Lord Jesus, to go forth, Lord Jesus, in your name, give your name all the honor and the praise in this on this day. Lord, I ask that you watch them and keep us, hold us, and keep us in the palm of thy hand like only you can. We ask you to do all these things that others in the powerful name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. For I want to just talk to you a little bit today from the subject, check the resume. I want to talk to you a little bit from the subject, check the resume. I don't know about you, but oftentimes when we go out and we go to find a job, and you know, when we go to our employer, the first thing that our employer typically asks us for is a resume. And what we find is a resume is a document, and on this document, it expresses things that you've been through. And I mean, it shows experiences that you've had, and it shows, you know, trainings that you had. It's shown jobs that you had. It's shown the length of time you've had jobs. It's shown awards and accolades that you may have gotten. It shows accreditations that you have gotten. It shows all these different things that you have may have accumulated over the eons of time. And that you find yourself in a place that you've accumulated some things. You know, I'm reminded by David that David was out in the wilderness building his resume. What do you mean by the wilderness building his resume? David finds himself in a place that for a little boy that he was out being a sheep herder, and he was out here being the shepherd, and he was pasturing these sheep. And sometimes while he's out there pasturing these sheep, he has a lion come in and try to eat one of the sheep. And what David does is David picks up his sling and David slaughters the lion. And then there's another time that David comes up and there's a bear that comes in, and David slaughters the bear. And what we find here is that now David has done these things, and he's building confidence in his ability. He's building confidence in God. He's building confidence in who it is that he served. I don't know about you, but I look over my experiences and things that I've been in and things I've got the opportunity to do and places I've got the opportunity to go and people I've got the opportunity to interact with. What it's done is it's built my experience. It's built my confidence. It's built my confidence in my skill set. It's built my confidence in my ability to go out and do things. It's built my confidence in to be able to reach to certain things and try certain things and speak to certain people. And all these things are important. And it's part of resume building. It's part of building your resume. It's part of pulling all these things together. All these things come together to build our resume. All these things come together to take us to the next level. All these things come together to help us to make decisions and to use wisdom in doing the things that we do as we go forward. Are you following with me this morning? So my resume is an important document in my life. I like to call it like my virtual trophy sheet. It shows all the things that I've been able to do, and it reminds me of the things that I've been able to do. It puts me in a place of remembrance to say, hey, you know what? There are things on my resume that I forgot that I even could do. There are things on my resume that I forgot that I had the opportunity to do before, and I've gone on. Well, what Job finds himself here in the first chapter is that Job has been put on a job interview. If you say, well, Job has been put on a job interview, and to speak that Job now finds himself in a place that Satan is looking for somebody to torture. Oh, come on, somebody. That Satan is looking for somebody to go after. That Satan is looking for somebody to put his stronghold on. That Satan is looking for somebody to chastise. Satan is looking for somebody to put to try to destroy. The Bible says that he's like a roaring lion seeking, going up and down, seeking who he may devour. And so Satan finds himself in this place that he wants to go after somebody. He wants to find somebody that God deems qualified for the job, so to speak. So here it is that Satan comes in and Satan is asking about somebody. And God asked him, he said, have you considered my servant Job? And when he said, well, have you considered my servant Job? See, God knows, because God has looked over our resume, and God knows through the eons of time where he's placed us and skills that we have built in, because we didn't pass a certain area, if we didn't finish a certain thing, and if we didn't get done with a certain area or a certain part in our life, then he did not allow us to go to the next level. He did not allow us to go to the next situation, the next circumstance, the next place, the next level. See, some of us have been wondering, why can't we go to the next level? I'm here to tell you today, there's some tests that you need to pass. There are some certifications you need to pick up along the way. There's some parts that you've not finished quite yet, because he knows that Satan desires to sift you as wheat. But he said, I pray for you that in the day of testing that your faith faileth you not. Are you tracking with me this morning? So what he does for us is that, because he loves us, and the Bible said he chastised them who he loved, he don't allow certain things to come. He doesn't allow us to see certain levels just yet. Why? Because our resume has not been built to a certain point of view yet. Our resume has not built to a certain level that we should have access to certain things just yet, because if we get access to them before time, we'll find ourselves in a place that we'll be destroyed. We'll find ourselves in a place that things that we thought we accumulated, places that we thought we was going, and things that we thought we was interacting with, that we won't get to that level, and we won't grow to that level, and we won't climb to that level. So what he does here is that he keeps us and he holds us and he hides us into a due season. He hides us to a point in time he's ready for us to go. He hides us in the place. See, some of you been wondering, you feel like you're bumping your head on the ceiling. I'm here to tell you today, the reason you feel like you're bumping your head on the ceiling is because there's something still missing in your resume. There's something in your resume that's not qualified you yet to go to that next level. There's something in your resume that's not quite yet there. Some of you look at it and say, well, all my skills are there, and all my schooling is there, and all my certifications are there, but have you checked your godly character? Hallelujah. Is your integrity there? Do you treat people right? Is your prayer life there? Because you may not know or understand the pressures that you're going to walk yourself into. You may not know or understand the trouble that is waiting for you on the other side of this situation. You may not know and understand that strength that you're going to need, that's going to, you know, the strength that you're going to need to go to that next level and go past that and be in the place that God designed you to be. So here then we find that the devil now has asked God, and he said, God said, have you considered my servant Job? God is looking over Job's virtual resume here, and he see that Job does what? That Job sacrifices to him daily, that Job goes in and tries to cover the sins of his children, and that Job has blessed him, oh God, and that Job has been an upright, just man, that Job hates evil, that Job hates calamity, that Job is living the best he can with what he has and doing all he can do, that Job is what, a just man, and God is looking at his resume, and he said, well, have you considered this application right here? Have you checked this resume right here? So he hands that what, Satan, this resume. He says, Satan, that you can do anything you need to do to him to test him. Put him on a 90-day trial. Come on, somebody. How many of you know sometimes when you get hired, they give you a 90-day trial period? And so Satan has now what? God has allowed Job to be on this like 90-day trial period, say you, if you were safe with Satan. Then he tells Satan, he said, what? You can do anything that you need to do to him, but don't you touch his life. You can do anything that you need to do to him, but don't touch his life. See, God is telling, look, Satan, you can do anything that you need to do, but that life belongs to me. That glory belongs to me. That peace belongs to me. So you can do anything that you feel like you need to do, but you cannot touch his life. Oh, come on, somebody. How many of you know that I don't care what the coronavirus is going to do? I don't care what cancer do. I don't care what diabetes do and all these dreadful diseases, that they only can touch your life if God allows it. Come on, somebody. Now, we can do our part and fall in wisdom. We can do our part and exercise and do all these different things. But at the end of the day, that if your life lays in his hand, it's, your life is in his hand, and your life is sitting in his hand, and he can do whatever it is that he desires. But what? I'm not my own, but I'm bought with the price, and that price was his blood shed on Calvary. All y'all tracking with me this morning. So now he tells him that, Job, you can have Job, but don't touch his life. So what the devil is doing is he looking over Job's resume. He don't believe that Job is good as he says he is. He does not believe that he has the skill set that he says he has. He does not believe that he's had the experiences that he says he's had. So what Satan calls himself doing is said that, I'm going to test him a little bit, because I believe that he's going to fold under the pressure. Hallelujah. That I believe that he's going to give in when I put a little bit on him. Hallelujah. I believe that when I touch him, that he's going to withdraw himself. Hallelujah. I believe that when I go after his family, and I go after his finances, and when I go after his home, and when I go after his job, and when I touch his children, and when I do all these things, that he's going to curse you and die. How many of you know today that the Satan has been desired to come after you? That it seems like there have been things coming all around us, but I'm here to tell you all today that you have to check your resume, that God has prepared you for a time as this, that God has prepared you, that he is there, saying he'll never leave you. No, but he said, forsake you. For he said, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. That you and I are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us. And we are to be reminded today that we are to check our resume. And our resume tells us of the things that God has brought us through. Hallelujah. Those have been sealed from cancer. Those who've been healed from diabetes. Those that he's healing right now from the coronavirus. Those who's made a way for out of no way. Those who found themselves in the drug house in a drunken stupor, and he's removed you from that situation. I'm here to tell you today that you need to check your resume, just to remind you of where God is, remind you who he is, to remind you of his power, and that he has prepared you for a time such as this. Check your resume to remind you that when you was out there, you this fight that you're fighting now, you fought it before. It might not have been on the same level, but you fought it before, and that what he was doing, he was building you up, and he was building your confidence. He was building your intellectual capabilities. He was building your financial banks. When he was telling you to save it, he was preparing you for this situation. When he was telling you to buy this, he was preparing you for this. So it's all on your resume. All you got to do is check your resume. Hallelujah. Are y'all with me this morning? So now Job finds himself in a place that he's being tested. And the first thing we read about today, we could have kept reading. If you read on in the story, that things, the first thing that Satan starts to do is to take things from Job. And he kills all his children. Remember those 10 children we were talking about? He killed all 10 of them, and he took his children, and he took his finances, and he took his home. Even so much to the point that Job started almost listening to other people, and sometimes the closest one to us sometimes is the one that tries our faith the worst, that tries our faith the hardest. And the wife came to him and said, Job, why don't you just curse God and die? Hallelujah. But Job had made up his man something, his mind, and said that for God I live and God I should die. That the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you and I today, we're going to find ourselves in a place that, Lord, that it's just a trial, Lord. It's a trial of my faith, oh God. I don't know when the trial is going to end, hallelujah. I don't know when it's going to be over, but I trust, Lord Jesus, that my life is in your hand, Lord. And the only way my life can leave this earth at this time is that my work is done. Because as long as I find myself in your will, Lord, as long as I find myself doing what you told me to do, Lord, that if I die, Lord Jesus, to die in Christ is to gain. Lord Jesus, Lord, that I am to gain if I'm to die in you, Lord. But if I'm not, Lord Jesus, that you're here, that you're protecting me, oh God, and that you got me going forward, Lord, you're doing some things, Lord Jesus, that you put me in a place, Lord Jesus, a place of understanding, a place of leadership, a place of influence, a place of, Lord Jesus, of being able to help people to go to the next level, a place of motivation, oh God, to show them, oh God, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, that we need you in a time such as this. But you have prepared us, oh God, and all we got to do is check our resume. Woo. So as he goes on here, we find that Job now is in a place of desolate, that he's all by himself, and he finds himself, the Bible is really familiar at that time. What they do is when they're in a place of mourning, that they put themselves in a sackcloth and ashes, and that they get naked and they put themselves in, think about a burlap sack, and that burlap sack was representative of it being that I'm mourning and that I'm giving myself up, because that sack, I don't know about you, but you put that stuff against your skin, it's a little itchy, amen. That it's a little itchy. So now he finds himself here that he's giving himself up. But what we find out here later as we go through this, Satan has been doing everything he can, and Satan desires to have his life, but God has given Satan explicit instructions. How many of you know that Satan has to obey God? Hey, Lord. But there's no greater power than Jesus Christ himself. So what here he finds him here, and he says that what, that you cannot touch his life. So he does all these different things to him. He's chastising him, he's picking on him, he's sticking him, and he's going after his body. There's one place in the Bible that tells us in Job that he started to develop boils all over his body. Some of you got some things in your body right now, but I'm here to tell you today, remind you that you need to check your resume. The times that he healed you before, the times that he brought you out before, the times that you was in lack before, the times that you didn't have enough before, the times that you thought you was going to give up, the times that you wanted to blow your own brains out, but he's brought you through all of it to remind you that you need to check the resume, that you can lift yourself up in him, that it's through him, it's through Christ Jesus that we get our strength, it's through him that we get our power, it's through him that we move, it's through him that we live, that we might as well not live or move at all if we cannot do it in him. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I think we find ourselves today in a place and time that we find ourselves somewhat like Job, that some of us are going through some things in our body. Some of us are going through some financial things. Some of us are worried and we're built with anxiety and all these things. But I'm here to tell you today, check the resume there. Think about all the things that he's done for you. Look at your virtual mental trophy case and all the things that God has done for you over the years and all the places that he put you in, the people he's put you in contact with, the things that he's put you in front of, and the things that he's done for you, and it remind you that what, this too shall pass, that this too shall pass, that what, you were made for this, that you were made for this, that you were born for this time, that you were born for this place, you were born for this situation, that you want to what, uplift your hand and give somebody a high five right now and tell them to uplift their hand, that this is not a time for you to be walking down and moping and drooling, but this is a time that I have to go forth to boldly before him, I have to go for a covenant before him, that I have to go forth and tell somebody else that Jesus lives, that I am to go forth and tell somebody else that he's Jehovah Jireh, that he's my provider, that he's Jehovah Nissi, that he fights my battle, that he's Jehovah Sentinel, that he's God Almighty, that he's the lily of the valley, that he's the bright and morning star, that all have to go through him, that I need to check my resume to realize that he's made
crazy for a time as this. So Job comes in and Job gets to the point in time in his life that he starts to realize that I'm made for this, that I've been bought with a price, that he put me through the crucibles of life, that he's brought me through these things, and he's allowed me to be born in the family that I was born in. He's allowed me to go to places that I've gone. He's allowed me to marry the people that I've married, the person I've married. He's allowed me to have the children that I have. Why? Because he's been preparing me for this time, that you and I don't care what's going on, but we're made for this. That this is the time that the church is to rise up and be counted on. This is the time that the church is to rise up and know that what Jehovah Jireh, that is our provider, that he has us in a place and in a time and place and period that we are to go from, that we are to what? Leap up the jump over troops and leap through walls. I mean, oh, hallelujah, I got it all twisted. But that we are to jump over walls and bust through troops and all this kind of stuff. You all know what I'm talking about. But what he's called us to be, that he said that the violent take it by force. What are you doing today? Are you violent in your prayer time? Are you violent before the enemy? Because the enemy is not taking any casualties. I mean, he's not taking any prisoners there. He wants casualties. He wants you to die. He wants you to give up. He wants you to quit. But I'm here to tell you today that you can't quit, because I depend on you. The gospel professor depends on you. Pastor Pete depends on you. Because sometimes I find myself in a place, Lord, that I want to give up. But I'm reminded of those that God has told me that what I've been bought with a price. And since I've been bought with this price, that what... it's important that I go out and what I do, I lay myself before him. That I lay myself to say, God, I don't know, but Lord, I'm at the end of my strength. What Job sees here, Job says what? That he's at the end of his strength. And he don't know what else to do, but he knows that the God has his back. And he knows that, God, even if I perish, then I perish, oh God, but I got to see you. Some of us got to get to the place and time in our life, beloved, that we've gotten to the point that if I perish, I perish there. But I going to see the others, I'm going to see the King. Lord, if it doesn't ever work out, Lord God, if it's never in your will for me to do it, oh God. But Lord, I got to know that, Lord, I did what it is that you called me to do, Lord. That I've gone to places that you called me to go, that I've said the things that you told me to say, Lord. I touched the people you told me to touch, Lord. Jesus, I made you way, Lord. Way you told me to make way, oh God. That I've done it your way, oh God. For you said that a good man, you will order his steps, oh God. So I ask that if I take each step, oh God, by faith, oh God, for walking by faith and not by sight, Lord, I don't see what I'm doing, Lord, but I'm taking the step to believe that you're there, oh God. That I'm taking the step, Lord, to go forth, Lord, to believe that you're there, Lord. I don't see it, oh God. Sometimes I don't even feel it, oh God, but I trust your word, oh God. I trust your word that, Lord, that you're going to do what it is that you say you're going to do. And even if you don't do it, oh God, I know that you're more than able, oh God. But, Lord, this is just a trial of faith. But as I check my resume, I understand that I was made for this. Are y'all with me today? So Job finds himself in this place that he realizes that he's made for this. And then what, God comes in and says, Satan, that's enough. Do you not know what we're going through right now? Just it has a time limit. It's not for forever. It feels like it's for forever. I don't know about you. I remember when I was going through things and I was doing things. You know, you go punching at the job and you really didn't want to be there that day. And you there working. It seemed like that clock went the slowest. It was still 8 hours, but it felt like it was 48 hours. Come on, somebody. Somebody else can give reference to that. And sometimes you feel like you've been there working for forever. It seems like it's never going to be an end. It seems like you're never going to get to the end of it. They want to go to, but what I understand, what I found is that when I go to work and I work like I want to be there, that the time goes by fast. That when I work, when I want to be there, the time goes by fast. I look at this. I've already been on here an hour talking to you all today and worshiping with you all. That it goes by fast. Why? Because now I'm focused on the job. So what I'm here to tell you today, I want to leave you with a couple of things that I'm going to get out of here. I'm probably giving you a lot of nuggets already. Number one, I want you to believe that what? Number one, this is just a trial. It comes to test you. You don't know what you got until you've been tested. So don't fall all apart. Well, what? The Bible says what? He told Peter, he said, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. But I come that what? But I pray for you that in the tail, testing that your faith failing you not. That hard times come to strengthen you. How else can you be strong without some stress? You got to have a little stress on the thing. But even in this, Job kept it up. What? That all things have a season. That what you're going through is not going to be forever. This coronavirus thing is not going to be forever. Us being locked in our houses is not going to be for forever. Places that you find yourself going through and doing, it's not going to be for forever. But also, you should what? Focus. Oh, come on. Focus. What are you doing with the time that he's giving you? Are you sitting around and you're moping about it? Are you sitting around working in anxiety? But you should be building up your businesses, and you should be looking at things that you want to do. You should be writing the books that you want to write. You should be spending time with your family. You should be outside doing things in the yard, whatever the case may be. This is the time for the mental reset. God has given us all a reset on his time. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you. And what else are you doing to build the resume? What other experiences are you getting? What else are you doing in your prayer time? What else are you doing in your fasting time? Are you putting out books? Are you reading other things outside of the Bible? Oh, you're gathering information. Why? So you can be a help to somebody else. It's not about you. It's not about you. But wait, it's about somebody else. And because you made it about somebody else, God makes sure that all your needs are met. He makes sure that all your needs are met. Everything that you need is met. You do not go without. Why? Because if I have, then you have. And if you have, then I have. And that's what a vicious circle. We used to have a saying that said, you cannot be God-given no matter how hard you try. Because like the more I give to God, the more he gives to me. And the more I give to him, then the more he gives to me. And now we got this circle of giving that goes around and around and around. And I'm trying to find myself saying, how did I get to that point that I have this circle of giving that I cannot get past? How do I get to this point that we have this circle of giving that's just going forward around and around and around in circles? Are y'all with me this morning? Are you understanding what I'm saying to you this morning? For God is good and he's worthy to be praised. It's time to build a resume, y'all. It is time to build the resume. Build the resume. Focus. Strength. Spend time with the family. Get a reset. Some of you have been dying for a vacation. God just gave you a paid government vacation, some of you. And you still gonna get your other vacation, baby. How much better do it, kids, than that? I'm going to have two vacations this year the way I see it. I got the one that I've already set up to go with my family, and he's giving me this one to work again. God is good. It's about how you look at it. We got to build that resume, y'all. Yeah, God, what? So that when our time comes, that we're ready, and then we can be like Job. We don't want to go through what Job has gone through, but that character that Job has exhibited, the character that Job has shown, the strength that Job has shown, God desires us to show, for us to show that same kind of strength. Why? Because it's someone else who's watching you. There's somebody else watching. How does he handle this time? How does he handle this situation? How does he handle this circumstance? How does he handle when all hell breaks loose around him? How does he handle when things go crazy around him? How does he handle it? And from that piece, what do? They looking at you. They want to see your resume. They want to be able to say, you know what, my husband's been sick in the bed for a month or two, but God brought him out. No, he's not perfect, but he's still here. He didn't want to be able to say that. You know what, my job, they cut my pay, but you know what, God found a way to give me some other money. Yeah, I know a little bunch of that. He blessed my side business, and my side business now all of a sudden starting to become my main business. They wanted to get rid of me, but you know, someone else had that eye on me the whole time, and they were just waiting for them to release me off this job so they didn't have to compete, and they could give me what they wanted and what they desired me to have to come into this place to work. Sometimes God is pushing you out of places. He had to push me out of some ministry because I got too comfortable, because I didn't want to do any work. I just wanted to be there because I knew I was comfortable. God wants us out of comfortability. And what he does, put Job in this out of comfortability. And if you read the end of the story, and we don't have time to go through that, if you read the end of the story, what you find is that Job not only gets double, but he gets double for his trouble. And I'm here to tell you today that you can survive this, that you are made for this. Check your resume. You've been made for this. We are people of color. We've seen worse. Toilet paper's a luxury. I was telling my wife this morning, we said, the boy needs some milk. I said, baby, we get the milk, great, but we don't get it. It's a luxury. Because we're made for this. We've seen tough times before. You've seen tough times before. You know, I know how to go out here and plant a garden. Some of you know how to plant a garden. You just ain't picked that hole up in a while, but you can pull that hole up. That you are made for this. And don't let anybody tell you anything different, because all they got to do is what? Check your resume. Check your resume and they'll find that you were made for this. God checked Joe's resume and said, Joe, don't worry about it. You're made for this. I know what I put in you. That in the day of testing, that your faith was not going to fail you. If anything, it made Satan look stupid. And he hates that. And this is all this is, you all. So don't be weary and well-doing. That weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It's in that morning light that God has us, and he's made us, and he's keeping us, and he's going to keep us alive. And you all, we ain't got to worry about nothing. You got to worry about nothing. Because all I know is, I don't know about you, but I'm not going back. I won't go back. I'm not going back to that place that we were before. That place of destitute. That place of loneliness. That place of, Lord, I just quit. That place of, I've gotten to the point that I just don't know what to do. But we've been delivered. I've been changed. How many of you been changed today? How many of you realize that, you know what, Lord, I needed this word. I'm healed today. I'm going to be free. I'm going to walk away free. And I'm delivered. As Will McDowell sings this today, I ask, hey, if you have in the Greensburg area, when we get out of this thing, come by and visit us at the Safe House. We're a small church, but we're a mighty church. We're just a group of people who believe in living holy and trust God. We're at 3113 Cedar Park Road in the city of Greensboro. You can find us there on 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. We believe in getting it in, but we believe in also spending that Sunday afternoon time with our families, because it's our families that's our first call, our first call. What matters? I gain the whole world, but what? Lose my soul, lose my family, lose my son, lose my daughter, lose my wife. So it's important that what do? That we trust God. We check the resume. I'm not going back. I decided I'm not going back. If you want to visit our website, you can find us at www.safehousechurchgso.com. We're with Greensboro's favorite pastor. We proclaim it that we win in the city. GSO belongs to the Safe House Church. We decree and declare right now that Safe House belongs to Greensboro, and Greensboro belongs to the Safe House. But we're Greensboro's church of choice for holiness. www.safehousechurchgso.com. At this point in time, I'm done. I did all God has asked me to do. We will pray for you. As we go to pray, I ask that you all consider our offering here. Equipment and things cost money. The things that we have, they cost money. So I ask that you consider. Consider our offering. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we can, that you consider something on today. Consider for us. And we're just grateful. We have Cash App. We have PayPal. Or you can go to our website. All those things are there. And I'm just so grateful. So grateful. The Safe House Church GSO on the Cash App. Remember the dollar sign in the front. tinyurl.com/safehousegive. That allows you to use credit card and debit card if you so desire. So at this time, I want to end with a little prayer. As we end with prayer, and I just want to thank all of you all around the world, those who are on podcast, those who are on Facebook, those who never came in or watched or tuned into our service. This is what you get every week. We just believe God. And we believe him that he's going to do exactly what he's going to do. Yeah, I have a PhD. Yes, I got all this stuff. But all that man learning means nothing when it comes to my faith. It means absolutely nothing when it comes to my faith. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Let's end in a prayer right now, and we're going to get y'all out of here. I did good. We did an hour and 13. Where else are you going to go? You're going to get an hour and 13, church, and get the word like that. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, and the Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning, Lord. We just want to say we thank you. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this word that you've given us on today to remind us, oh God, and uplift us, oh God, that we've been through these things before, oh God, that we've been through these things before, that you built us for this, that you put us in place, Lord Jesus, that it didn't look exactly, Lord, but you've already built the skill set inside of us. Lord, I ask that you touch our jobs, touch our homes, Lord, touch our families, those who are saved, those who are unsaved, Lord, those who desire to know you, Lord, in a deeper way, oh God. Lord, fill them with the gift of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord. Bless them, oh God. Hold them, Lord Jesus. Let them know that you've not forgotten them. If you say that you're going to do it, that it shall come to pass. And Lord, we just magnify your name on this day. We glorify your name, Lord Jesus. For we know this one thing, and we know this to be true, that we walk by faith and not by sight. God bless you all. Love you all. I've given you all of me that I have today. And I know it was enough. Why? Because it was God. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. I'm just a vessel in this place. God bless you all. Love you all. Hey, we will be back on next week. I know we're going to be in this a little bit longer, y'all. And I know this is a space we're going to have to deal with. But we'll be in this a little bit longer. And I just want to say a thank you. A thank you from the Safe House Church. My faithful members of the Safe House, Pastor Ely loves you all. And I know you all love us back. Also know, you can visit us at the same location on Wednesday nights. We have Wednesday night Bible study live on YouTube. I mean, not YouTube, Facebook, and on the Zoom. So you just go to our website, www.safehousechurchgso.com, and click on live Bible study. We're there at 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights, just like this. God bless you all. I love you all. Have a tremendous day. Enjoy the weather. If the weather's good where you are, if it's not, find something creative and constructive to do, and know that God is good, and he got our back, and pray for this old boy, because Satan desires to sift me as we all don't find it funny that I'm named Peter. It's known as what? A facility of faith on this rock. But Jesus said what? Peter, Satan desires to sift you as wheat, but I pray for you that in the day of testing that your faith fail you not. Y'all pray for me that my faith fail me not. God bless you all. Love you all. Bye. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Whew, Jesus. Thank you. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Brothers and sisters.